Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jewish people around the world have been mourning the destruction of two Jewish temples. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tish B'Av, the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, is a special holy day as far as the Jewish people concerned. Talk to us about it. What happened on this particular day, and was it only one time in history?
As you said just now, the ninth of Av, in Hebrew, Tisha B'Av, the major fast of Tisha B'Av, are dealing with the destruction of the temple. Destruction of the temple is not only a religious act in which we lost the ability to make sacrifices, to have the priests in the temple and the Levites singing and the Israelites coming for atonement, but also political sovereignty. It happened once with the Babylonians, and it happened again with the Romans. We sort of lump events, the first temple destruction, second temple destruction, and we fast 25 hours on the ninth day of Av, which usually happens in the latter part of July or very early August in the Christian calendar.
And it is viable. That temple could be on the Temple Mount by next Tisha B'Av, could it not?
It could. The Temple Institute has been preparing all the instruments and everything to do with it. Many people have been studying. I think in the past we discussed women who have been weaving and people who are looking to find a proper red heifer that could be used to become cleansed from a religious purity level. All these things are in the works, and they just might come together sometime very, very soon.
Winky Medad with the details on the Jewish holy day, Tisha B'Av, which actually commemorates the destruction of two Jewish temples in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Jewish people all over the world stopped to mourn the destruction of two Jewish temples of the past, Solomon's Temple way back in 586 B.C., 2 Chronicles chapter 36, and the temple at the time of Jesus Christ, that was Herod's temple that was destroyed in 70 A.D., as foretold by Jesus in Matthew 24, verses 1 to 3. As Jews mourned the destruction of these two temples, the Jews also read the book of Lamentations and prayed for a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem next Tisha B'Av. And that is a viable possibility because all preparations have been made to build that tribulation temple, which is called for in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. These prophecies are ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...